USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is visiting Seattle to mark Earth Day. He's expected to deliver remarks about his administration's efforts to fight climate change and reduce the wildfire threats in the West. A hearing in Atlanta aims to determine if Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is able to run for re-election after a left-leaning group challenged her re-election bid over allegations that she helped plan the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol and is now ineligible. Congresswoman Greene saying a tweet asking for people to come to Washington, D.C. to hashtag fight for Trump was calling for a peaceful protest.
Under my opinion, I want to do anything I can to protect election and integrity and to protect the people of my district in Georgia, people's votes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy.
A state of emergency has been declared in Coconino County, Arizona because of the tunnel fire, which Coconino National Forest officials say was 0% contained as of late Thursday evening. One woman who lives near Flagstaff, Arizona, says she is in the process of evacuating all of her farm animals, including chickens, pigs, and goats.
I have 4 kids, so all of the kids are really upset because we all love our animals. So it has been extremely stressful just trying to get in and get everybody out and everybody safe.
High winds on Friday have folks concerned the fire is going to continue to grow. A group of House Republicans is pressuring Twitter's board to preserve records on Elon Musk's effort to buy the social media giant. Republicans on the Judiciary Committee wrote a letter to Twitter board chairman Bret Taylor citing free speech issues and congressional efforts to examine big tech. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
As the 2020 midterm elections approach, one group that's voted historically for Democrats may be changing their tune. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
One Florida politician says a large number of Hispanics are leaving the Democrat Party over the open border policies by the Biden administration. Representative Carlos Jimenez, the Republican from Florida, on Newsmax.
We've been shouting and demanding action at the borders for over a year. I mean, I went down to the border with Leader McCarthy back in March of 2021, right after the president, took office, and he changed all of the Trump-era policies that were causing a huge problem and a crisis at the border. All made, this is all self-inflicted by the president, and I think it's something that he wants.
U.S. District Judge Rebecca Jennings on Thursday issued a temporary restraining order against Kentucky's recently passed abortion law, blocking it from going into effect. The abortion bill cleared the state legislature for a second time on April 13th. The abortion bill cleared the state legislature for a second time on April 13th when lawmakers overrode a veto issued by Democratic Governor Andy Beshear. There hasn't been a Powerball winner in weeks, and that means one of the biggest jackpots of the year is up for grabs this weekend. Whoever picks the winning numbers for Saturday night's drawing will be at least $400 million richer. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.